This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, after getting hammered really one or two days in a row off the bearish surprise USDA report on Monday, the market's recovering a little bit today, some short covering going on. Because it got cheap enough to bring in some good exports, I think, for one thing. And also the market was anticipating a possible word from the Supreme Court today on the legality of the Trump tariffs. That doesn't seem to be happening, but the market was looking forward to that. Export-wise, flurry of exports this week, particularly encouraged by the steep break in the market this week off the report. Two flash sales on Monday, Tuesday, and today, corn and beans. So that's positive. The Monday inspections were exceptionally good. 1.5 million metric tons in both corn and beans. That was very good. And so it's export demand, particularly in corn, has been good all the way through here. And then even more so now with the break in the market.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
At the close, March corn up 2.25 at 422 even. March soybeans up 3.75 at 1042.5. March soybean meal up 30 cents at 291.90. Soybean oil down 22 cents at 50.98. Chicago wheat up 2 even at 512.5. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 2.75. On the Merck, February live cattle down 210 at 235.15. January feeders down $1.52 at 364.75. February lean hogs up $1.07 at 85.70. February pork cutout went unchanged at $93.75. That's been a check of the closing markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.